This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور ولا الظل ولا الحرور وما يستوي الأحياء ولا الأموات إن الله يسمع من يشاء وما أنت بمسمع من في القبور إن أنت إلا نذير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما، واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to the next parable, which Allah mentions in Surah Fatir. And this example that Allah gives us is concerning the kuffar, the disbelievers. And so here in Surah Fatir, verses 19 to 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. Not equal are the blind and the seeing. The one who is blind is not equal to the one who can see. وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ. Nor is the darkness equal to the light. وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ. Nor is the shade equal to the heat. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ. And not equal are the living and the dead. And then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Indeed, Allah causes to hear whomever He wills. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And you cannot make those who are in their graves to hear. إِنْ أَنْتَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ. You are only a warner. And so here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares the kuffar, the disbelievers, to the inhabitants of the graves, the dead who are in their graves. And so just like a dead person who is buried in his grave is unable to hear anything that you tell them, and there is no way that you can make him to hear. It's impossible. He's dead, he's in his grave. How are you going to make him to hear? Likewise, those whose hearts are dead, with no life of iman in them, they cannot hear whatever you try to make them hear. Nor can you ever make them to hear the message. And so this is what Allah is telling His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. You will never be able to make those who are in their graves to hear you. And so these kuffar, who are not responsive to the da'wah, they've decided to not accept your message, No matter what you do, no matter how much you try to make them hear, they will never hear. Because although their ears may be able to hear sounds, voices, their hearts are dead. Although their ears may be able to hear, although their eyes may be able to see physical things, their hearts are dead. Their hearts are dead from being able to, you know, truly hear and truly see and truly comprehend, as Allah says elsewhere. As Allah says elsewhere, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah tells us the reality of what is true life and what is true death. And so Allah says, have they not traveled throughout the earth and have hearts by which to comprehend, to reason, and ears by which they can hear? For indeed it is not the eyes that are blinded, but blinded are the hearts which are in the chests. And so Allah tells us the true death is the death of the heart. And the true blindness is not the blindness of the eyes, but rather the blindness of the hearts, which cannot see the truth and cannot comprehend the truth. And so these people, their bodies are basically graves for their hearts. Their bodies are graves for their hearts, as their hearts have died and become buried in their bodies. Their hearts are dead. And it's as if their body is like a grave for their hearts. And that is because these people, they turned away from the guidance when it came to them. If they had accepted it, then it would have revived their hearts. It would have brought life to their hearts. As Allah tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O you who believe, respond to Allah and to His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. And so, Iman is life for the hearts. And Allah tells us elsewhere, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. And this was a parable that we mentioned previously. Earlier on, I believe it was parable number 13. This ayah was mentioned as parable number 13. Allah says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا, is he who was once dead, meaning he was a kafir, فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ, and then we brought him to life by bringing iman to him. He converts to Islam, he accepts Islam. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ, and not only did we give him life, the life of iman, but we also gave him a light by which he can walk among the people. Is this person like another person who is in darknesses, never to emerge from those darknesses? So one has been granted life and light, and the other is the kafir who remains in darknesses, the darknesses of kufr, of ignorance, of confusion. And so because they refused to accept the guidance when it came to them, Allah compared these people to the dead, whom you can never make them to hear. إِنَّكَ, as Allah says elsewhere, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ السُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ. Allah says, indeed you will not make the dead to hear. You can never make the dead to hear. Nor will you make the deaf to hear the call when they have turned their backs, retreating? Someone who you're talking to him and he just runs away. He turns his back on you. He retreats and he's gone. You can never make him to hear what you want him to hear. This is what Allah is telling us here. Likewise, Allah is telling us that you cannot make the dead to hear you. And that is because these people, they chose the path of misguidance over guidance. They chose kufr over iman. It was their choice. It was their free will that led them to this path. And so someone should not come after hearing all of this, someone should not come and object and say, well, this is unfair. Why does Allah not give these people a chance? Why are these people never going to hear and accept the message? Because Allah is telling us here in these verses, in all of these verses that we have mentioned, that these are a people who, that's it, it's finished, it's over with. You can never make them to hear, no matter what. They are destined for the hellfire. So someone will object and say, you know, Allah is unjust. And so to answer this objection, we say no, but rather these people chose this path. Allah is not unjust to his servants. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord does not do injustice to anyone. And so we have many verses in the Quran where Allah tells us that the reason for why these people, their case is now closed and they will never believe, the reason for that is their own selves. They chose that, not Allah. Meaning, yes, Allah did decree it, but they are the ones who chose that from their free will. And so, for example, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who disbelieve, it's the same of whether you warn them or you don't warn them, it's the same. They will never believe. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. Allah has placed a seal over their hearts and over their hearing, and there is a veil over their sight. Why? Because they chose that path. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they deviated, when they initiated the path of kufr and the path of misguidance, they initiated it. When guidance came and they refused and persisted upon their refusal and persisted upon their kufr, that is when Allah caused their hearts to deviate. Not the other way around. Not that Allah first sealed their hearts and that's it, without giving them a chance. No, Allah first gave them the chance, and then they chose the path that was decreed for them. And that is when, after that, that Allah sealed their hearts. And so the point of this parable, of this comparison of the kuffar that Allah gives us here, the point is to give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to give him this message. Allah is giving him this message that, look, these disbelievers who have chosen to persist in their kufr, they are like the dead in the graves. No matter how much you try to make them understand and you try to make them hear, you will never be able to make them hear. Why? Because these are people who their hearts are dead and their bodies have become a grave for their dead hearts. So no matter how much you try to make them understand, you try to make them hear, they will never understand, they will never hear. That does not mean that you give up and you just stop giving them da'wah. No. Your mission and your task, O Messenger, and by extension the believers, our mission, our task, is to convey the message. And there are some people who, if they don't want to hear, leave them. As long as we have conveyed the message. We can't say, all these kuffar around us, leave them. They're destined for the hellfire. Why should I even bother trying to give them da'wah? That is not the message that Allah is giving us here in these verses. No, we have to convey the message. But after you have conveyed the message, after you have put in the effort, then there will be a people who will accept and a people who will reject. Don't worry about the rejection. That is what Allah is trying to console the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the believers by extension. That, you know, take it easy on yourself. Don't become depressed. Don't fall into grief. That, you know, I'm giving them so much da'wah and they're not responding. No, you've done your part. Now leave the guidance of the hearts, leave that to Allah. So do your part and then back off. If they want to persist in their kufr, and as long as you have conveyed the message and they have understood it, or you have conveyed it in a way that they can understand it, then you have done your part. And if they persist in this way, then they are like the dead who are in their graves. No matter how much you try, you will never be able to make them to hear. Among the lessons that we learn from this example, this parable that Allah gives us, is first and foremost, look at the descriptions that Allah gives us here in these verses. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. Not equal are the blind and the one who can see. This is the comparison of the kafir and the mu'min, the disbeliever and the believer. As throughout the Quran, Allah gives us this comparison that the believers can see perfectly and the disbelievers, they're blind. So Allah asks a question, or Allah says here, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. The blind, he is not like the one who can see. Likewise, the believer is not like the disbeliever. وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ. Nor is darknesses like light. Again, this is the comparison of the believer and the disbeliever. The disbeliever, he is in darknesses. And the believer, he is in light. And we have come across parables previously which showed that. How Allah mentions how the disbelievers are in darknesses, one upon the other, whereas the believers, they have light. وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ. Nor is the shade like heat, scorching heat. If you stand outside in the scorching sun and the heat, it is not like another person who is standing under shade. Likewise, on the Day of Judgment, there will be the kuffar and those who are destined for the hellfire. They will be in the scorching heat of the sun, as the Prophet ﷺ told us that the sun will come very close on that day, until people will be sweating and sweating. Whereas there will be a people who will be under the shade of Allah. As the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, that there will be seven different kinds of people who will be under the shade of Allah. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلَّ. on a day in which there will be no shade except the shade of Allah. So likewise, وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورِ, the shade is not like the scorching heat. And then Allah says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ, those who are living are not like those who are dead. And so look at these descriptions that Allah gives us here. The believers see while the disbelievers are blind. The believers have light while the disbelievers are in darkness. The believers live in shade in this dunya, and also they will be in the shade in the akhirah. In this dunya they live in shade that protects them from the heat of misguidance and doubts, while the disbelievers, they live in constant attack by the scorching winds of misguidance and kufr. Finally, the believers have life while the disbelievers are dead. The second lesson that we learn here is that the guidance of the hearts, it belongs to Allah alone. The guidance of the hearts is not in my hands, nor in your hands, nor in the hands of the best man to walk the face of this earth. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah said regarding him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, you, O Muhammad, cannot guide whomever you love. You cannot guide whom you want for them guidance. But rather it is Allah who guides. And it is said that this was revealed concerning the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted him to be guided to Islam. And he did everything he could for him to be guided, because he was a good man who had supported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while remaining a kafir. He supported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stood by his side while he remained upon his kufr. Until the very last moments of his life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleaded with him, please, my uncle, say la ilaha illallah, while, you know, the kuffar from his family, from Quraysh, they were by his side, warning Abu Talib, how dare you leave the religion of your forefathers. And so it was like a battle between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and them, until finally he breathed his last breath without saying the Shahada. And so it was a very, very difficult moment for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the point is that Allah reminded him that, look, guidance is in my hands, not in your hands. So if that was with regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then how about me and you? Who are we to, you know, claim that we have to force people to be guided? No, the guidance of the hearts, it belongs to Allah alone. Our job and our task is simply to make the people to hear the message, to convey the message. Which is why Allah ends these verses by saying, what does Allah end these verses by saying? In anta illa nadir. O Muhammad, you are nothing but a warner. That's all you are. Your job is to warn. Warn of the punishment of Allah. Warn these people of the consequence of their persistence upon kufr. Warn them. That's all you have to do. That is your job. You are a warner. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, we sent you with the truth as a deliverer of glad tidings and as a warner. You give glad tidings to the believers who accept, and you warn those who do not accept. وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ, and there is no nation except that it had a warner. Meaning Allah is telling us here that there was no nation, no civilization in history except that Allah sent them a messenger. As Allah says elsewhere in the Quran that he sent to every single nation, every single civilization, a messenger. And so the job of these messengers was to convey the message. And that is the very meaning of messenger. What is a messenger? A messenger is one who conveys a message. And so these messengers were chosen by Allah to convey Allah's message to the people. And so what we learn from this is that our only job is to convey the message, not to guide the hearts. That belongs to Allah alone. Finally, the worst kind of deprivation is not to be deprived of something of this dunya. The worst kind of deprivation is not that you are deprived of wealth or of a status in this dunya, or that you are deprived of something special in this dunya. But rather, true deprivation is to be deprived of benefiting from the most eloquent and truthful of speech, and that is the Quran. Imagine a people who had the opportunity to hear the words of Allah, but they refused to accept them. They refused to accept the words of Allah, even though they could hear them. And they remain upon their kufr until they die in that state. That is what you call true deprivation. Because there were a people in history who wish they could have had that opportunity. And we have examples of this from the time of Jahiliyyah. People like Waraqa ibn Nawfal, who was a relative of Khadija radiallahu anha, and he had learned something of the scripture, and he was a monotheist. He was upon Tawheed. And so when the first revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in the cave of Hira, and he came running to his wife Khadija, Khadija right away called Waraqa ibn Nawfal and asked him, because, you know, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he was knowledgeable, he was a knowledgeable man, a wise man. And so she asked him, what is this? And right away Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he noticed that this was Jibreel alayhi salam who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with those words, Iqra, read. And so Waraqa ibn Nawfal, his reaction was, he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you are being sent on a huge mission. You are about to be sent on a huge mission. And he said to him, that I wish I could be with you on that day when your people will expel you from your city. And the Prophet ﷺ, you know, he was shocked. You know, my people, they're going to kick me out of Mecca. He said, yes, there was no prophet, no messenger who was ever sent in history except that that was the result. And so he says that if that day would come and I was alive, I would be there to support you. But he ended up passing away. And so he wished that he could have heard the words of Allah and benefited from them. And nothing would have been more valuable to him than that. Unfortunately, today we have the majority of people who think true deprivation is to be deprived of, you know, wealth in the dunya, fame in this dunya, a status in this dunya. We think that true deprivation is to be deprived of that. That when you are aiming for something in this dunya and you don't end up achieving it, you think you've been deprived while others, they have succeeded. But no, the reality is that true deprivation is to be deprived of the most eloquent and the most truthful of speech, to benefit from it when you hear it. And so this is the parable that Allah gives us here in Surah Fatir.